Okay, assalamu alaikum, inshallah. We're going to start the Tawheed class now. And our topic of discussion for today is a very good topic that also goes hand in hand with everything else that we've been talking about. We've spent time talking about what it means to be an ally of Allah and how we should be striving to become allies of Allah. Today, we're going to continue with a new topic of discussion, the topic of Wala and Bara. Wala and Bara. And these are two Arabic terms that everybody here should memorize and know. Wala is an Arabic word that refers to having allegiance to Allah. And what it implies is that you have sincere love and help for Allah and His prophets, alayhi salam, and the believers. And then the other term that everybody here needs to memorize and learn is the term Bara. Bara, which refers to having enmity towards those things which oppose Allah, or which oppose the prophets, alayhi salam, or which oppose the believers. And this is a problem with many Muslims today. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people who are embracing Islam every day, but their shahadas most likely are not being accepted. And what I'm talking about is, you can look right here at our own question board. Our own question board. Today I had to ban two people. Two people who claim to be Muslims. Yet all they did was post questions on our board trying to argue against the Bible and the Quran. These people claim to be Muslims. They're going through digging up verses of the Quran and misquoting them and misusing them and trying to debate them with the Bible. And to say that Christians are superior over Muslims. I don't believe these people were Muslims. I believe they were Christians in disguise, so I banned them. And if they were Muslims, then this is a sad state of affairs. This is a sad state of affairs for us to be in today, where we got people taking Kalima Shahada, but their allegiance or their loyalty is not to Allah. Instead of their allegiance being towards Allah and his religion and his book, their allegiances are still tied to Christianity. A person cannot call themselves a believer if they fit into this category. We have to understand, guys, that Allah is sending His wrath to us today in many different forms, in the form of war, in the form of poverty, in the form of drought, earthquake, destruction. And one of the reasons why He's doing this is because we have turned away from Him. Because the Muslims do not have allegiance to Allah and His religion, or loyalty to Allah and His religion, the Muslims have become weak in their faith. And it's very hard to tell a Muslim from a non-Muslim. You got Muslims who behave like the kuffar. They imitate their manners. They celebrate their holidays. They join their festivities. We got Muslims in so-called Muslim countries, guys, who practice, who celebrate Christmas. We got Muslims with Christmas trees in their houses. We got Muslims who are taking their children Easter bunny, egg shopping. We got Muslims who are celebrating birthdays. We have Muslims attending the weddings of the kuffar. This stuff is haram. And this shows once again, guys, like I tell you all the time, anybody can claim to be a Muslim, but very few of those people are actually believers. And what we are supposed to be doing here at this website, each and every one of us should be trying to become a believer. And we should be making dua to Allah that we die a believer, not a Muslim. Okay? In order to understand the essentials of Wella, which means having allegiance to Allah, and Berra, having enmity towards those things which oppose Allah, we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to the Kalima Shahada itself. Because again, a lot of people are taking Shahada every day, but many of those people, Shahadas are not accepted by Allah. We have to understand what the meaning of La ilaha illallah truly is. We have to understand, guys, that when we testify, when we say that no one has the right to be worshipped except Allah, when we're saying this, we are also saying that we worship no one but Him, and we also are not friends with those who worship others with Him as well. We have to understand, guys, that when we testify that there is only one God, and that God is Allah, we are saying that we love Allah, that we have love for Him, and we love those things in which He loves. And a lot of people do not understand the concept of what it means to love what Allah loves. There are certain signs of a person who has love for Allah. Number one, one of the signs that a person has love of Allah is to give precedence to what Allah loves, even if it opposes your own desire. This is a sign that you love Allah. And I'll repeat it, to love what Allah loves, even if it opposes your own desires. I'll give you an example. Allah says that He loves charity. He loves people who give to others. It may be against your nature to help others. You may be a person who is selfish and greedy, but or you may be a person who loves your wealth so much, but yet you know that Allah says He loves a person who is charitable. So you give your wealth away to help the needy, to show your love for Allah. That's a sign of loving Allah. Another sign of a person who loves Allah means to hate what Allah hates. And I want to talk about this a little bit here. Before, when I taught this class a year ago, in fact, I taught this class last March exactly. It was last March, a year ago. The last time I taught this class, and we talked about how part of faith is to hate for the sake of Allah, a lot of people left the website. A lot of people left the website because they say, no, God is love. God is great. They've been taught all their lives as Christians to love Allah. They've been taught all their lives to turn the other cheek. That if a person slaps you, you're supposed to just say, slap me back. If a person spits on you, you say, spit on me again. This is not Islam. To hate for the sake of Allah is part of faith. And what that means is that you hate those things that Allah hates. Allah says He hates a hypocrite. So you should hate a hypocrite. Allah says He hates a liar. So you should hate a liar. Allah says He hates adultery. So you should hate adultery. That, because by hating those things that Allah hates, it ensures that you will stay away from doing those things He has forbidden us to do. You want to also remember, guys, as believing Muslims, that everything that Allah made haram, He hates it. Allah says pork is haram. Allah hates pork. Allah says alcohol is haram. Allah hates alcohol. Allah says intermingling with men who are not your husbands is haram. Allah hates interminglers. So again, part of loving Allah means to hate those things that He hates. And we're going to have to start thinking like Muslims and not Christians. We're going to have to throw away all this other fairy tale stuff that we learned that was wrong. And start thinking like a believer. You have to hate the things that Allah hates. That is a part of faith. Another sign of a person who loves his Lord is a person who shows sincere love and help to those who ally themselves with Allah. For example, loving Allah's prophets, alayhi salam, and helping his prophets. We have to do this. This is part of showing your love for Allah. We have to love the friends of Allah and help them in their endeavors. And another sign of truly loving Allah means to show enmity to those who show enmity to Allah and His Messenger. And this is where the line is drawn between Muslims and believers. We got Muslims who can't let go of their kafir friends. We got Muslims who don't understand that those people who ridicule Islam, those people who make fun of your religion, those people who call your prophet a pedophile, these people are enemies of Allah. And you're not supposed to have anything to do with them. They should be enemies to you as well. But we got Muslims today, and you can witness it right here on the internet. You can go to all these thousands of hundreds of thousands of chat rooms that use the name Islam, and you'll find that a bunch of fitnas going on. You'll find people sitting there calling Muslims terrorists, calling Islam a barbaric way of life, calling your prophet a pedophile, slandering Aisha radiallahu anha, slandering Abu Bakr. And instead of you leaving, you're sitting there cyber chatting with somebody, or you're sitting there laughing at the entertainment. So again, this is where the line is drawn between the believers and the Muslims. A believer hates those who show enmity to Allah and His Messenger. And finally, another sign of a person who has love for Allah is a person who follows His Messenger and accepts His guidance. And here is where the line is drawn again between Muslims and believers. We see it a lot here at our own website. We find people joining here every day, new people. They'll ask us a question about Islam. We'll give them the answer based on what Allah said or what His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. And you'll find some people who tell you, no, I don't want to see the hadith. Show me where Allah said it in the Quran. They'll say, for example, show me in the Quran where Allah said that you do this. I don't want to see that hadith. Well, this is a person who has no love for Allah, because Allah has ordered us to obey His Messenger. He has ordered us to stay away from whatever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has forbidden from us. He has told us to do whatever our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has ordered us to do. So if you got a person sitting there telling you that they don't want to see the hadith, they want to see it in the Quran, this person, first of all, is not a believing Muslim, and second of all, he has no allegiance to Allah or to this religion. And another example of this is a person who asks you a question about Islam. I'll give you a big example, eyebrows. Every Muslim woman should know that it is haram, haram, haram for a woman to arch or pluck her eyebrows under no circumstances. That came from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We got a bunch of women who don't want to accept this. They'll go and come to me and give me some fatwa written by some sheikh that said it's okay to cut in between. I told them, I don't care what some sheikh told you. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said you are not supposed to remove the eyebrow in any shape or form. So again, how can you call yourself one who believes in Allah and who has love for Him when you simply reject His Prophet? Allah has ordered us to obey the Messenger and to accept His guidance. Whatever He says, that's it. You don't come back and tell me what Sheikh Timbuktu said, because who cares? Can nobody make a ruling over the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? But a lot of Muslims today can't accept this. So as you can see, a lot of people claim to believe in the oneness of Allah. A lot of people claim to have allegiance towards Allah when in reality they don't. And their action shows it. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah bless him, who was one of the greatest scholars of our time, he once said, a condition for true love is that your love should agree with the love of the one whom you love, without there being disobedience. If you claim to love Allah, yet you show opposition to Him, then your love is but a false pretense. Do you dare to love the enemies of Allah while claiming to love Him? Yet you still seek love in return? And you fight and show enmity to those whom He loves. Is this true love? Or is this the following of the shaitan? There is no worship without singling Allah out exclusively, along with submitting the heart and limbs to Him in humility. So how can you call yourself one who loves Allah, but you sit around interacting with His enemies? You sit around opposing Him, opposing His laws, opposing His messenger, and opposing the laws of His messenger. Very, very few of us have true love for Allah. Many of us sit here and just play with that word. Also, when we testify there is only one God, and that God is Allah, many implications come along with it besides loving Allah. For example, it also implies having sincere love and worship for His religion, His book, His prophets. So again, you cannot be a person who is sitting around posting questions on our question board asking me to debate with you the Quran versus the Bible and call yourself a Muslim. You cannot do that, because having allegiance towards Allah means you have allegiance and loyalty to His book, which is the Quran. Allah has told you in the Quran that all the other books were distorted. This is the only book that has been protected by Allah. There is no need for you to look for anything in the Bible. Whatever you want to know about Jesus, alayhi salam, it's in the Quran. Whatever you want to know about Maryam, it's in the Quran. Whatever you want to know about anything, you find it in the Quran. So how dare you profess to be a Muslim and you waste my time on my question board trying to debate Christianity with me? Okay, we have to understand, guys, all of these things will nullify your shahada. For those people who took shahada and said they believe la ilaha illallah, but they can't let go of their Bibles, they can't let go of those crosses, They can't let go of their Christian friends. Guess what? Your Shahada was not accepted. It's nullified. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, indeed, your helper and protector is no one other than Allah and His messenger and the believers. That's the fifth surah of the Quran, the 55th ayat. A person who truly understands and believes La ilaha illallah would never choose the kuffar over the Muslim. And many of you who are regular users here at our website have seen this in the past year. Because in the past year, we've had a lot of Christians come in here, a lot of people who are new to religion, and you've seen them actually get angry because they've come to me and asked me, is it okay to read my Bible? I tell them, no, throw it away. Throw it in the garbage, burn it, and go out and buy you a Quran. And get you some Bukhari and Muslim too while you at it. And get you Sirat the Rasul while you at it. And get you the stories of the prophets while you at it and the stories of the Sahaba. You guys have witnessed people get angry at me for this. And they leave the website and they go and write emails. Horrible emails about me. Okay? Don't get angry with Layla. You need to get angry with yourself, because on the day of judgment, when you stand before Allah, Allah is going to ask you. He's going to ask you, who told you that there's a such thing as being part Muslim and part Christian? Who told you that you can come and accept some parts of this religion but reject others? And then when he casts you in the hellfire, you only blame yourself. Don't sit here and call Layla Nasheeba a rogue. I'm only preaching the truth. Okay? So we have to understand that when we say that we believe La ilaha illallah, we are also saying that our loyalty and love is to Allah and His book and His prophets and the believing Muslims, not to these Christians, not to the Jews, not to the distorted books, not to anything else. And it also implies that you disassociate yourself from those people who worship other than this. In other words, you cannot be friends with your Bible study people. And this is another problem I had this past winter. I had a woman come to our website. She told me that she didn't see anything wrong with going to her church on Sunday with her Bible people still. I told her, well, you know what? You don't see anything wrong with it. Allah sure does. And you're going to have to be held accountable for that in the day of judgment. She was another one who wrote a filthy email about me. Okay? You cannot sit around saying that your allegiance is to Allah. And you're sitting around holding friendships and prayer meetings with people who are associate partners to Him. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, indeed, there is for you an excellent example in the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and those with him, when they said to their people, indeed, we are free from you, and whatever you worship besides Allah, we have rejected you, and there has arisen between us and you enmity and hatred until you believe and worship Allah alone. And that's the 60th surah of the Quran, the 4th ayat. And this is one of the reasons why Allah favored Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, over others. Because Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, did something that many of us can't do today. He stood up to his father, his family, his friends, and foe. And he told them, until you leave alone this idol worshiping, I will disassociate myself from you altogether. And he went out on his own. He said, I have no need of you. Even though you be my father, my uncle, my family, my friend, until you Stop worshiping idols with Allah. I disassociate myself from you completely. Many of us can't do that. Many of us cannot let go of our Bible study friends. Many of us cannot let go of the girl we grew up next door. We had a person here last month who said she didn't see anything wrong with being friends with the girl she grew up with next door. You don't see anything wrong with it? Oh, I see a lot wrong with it, and so does Allah. And you're going to see a lot wrong with it too on the day of judgment when it's too late. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him, said, and know that a person will not be considered a believer except by rejecting all that is worshipped besides Allah. So we have to reject all that is worshipped besides Allah, and we need to also reject those people, those friends we have who sit around worshiping besides Allah. Also, Allah tells us in the Quran, for those of you who think that you can be half Christian and half Muslim, Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning, follow that which has been revealed from your Lord and do not follow any friends and helpers other than He. All of us as believing Muslims should be following Allah, not following what your friends do, not following what your friends say. Allah should be the friend of all the believers. We should all be putting our trust in Him and obeying His commands, not trying to keep up with what our friends do. And also, when we say that we believe La ilaha illallah, it also implies that we have enmity for those laws and judgments that oppose Islam. And again, this is where we mess up as Muslims today. Muslims today, many of us cannot let go of the laws of the kuffar. We want to sit around and play with Islam. We want to pick and choose what laws of Allah we want to live by, and then we go to the Kaaba for the other laws. I'll give you an example. Allah has told us how to be married. Allah has already laid down the rules of marriage. The woman must have a wali. There must be two witnesses. There must be a dowry. That's how you get married in Islam. We got Muslims today who choose to say, no, I want more. I'm going to go downtown and have the Kaffir man marry me. And they actually stand there and got the nerve to call themselves a Muslim and sit there and swear on the Bible in the name of Jesus Christ that they somebody's husband and wife. This is an example of a person who has no enmity towards the laws and judgments that oppose Islam. I'll give you another example, which is a common example that we see here a lot. Unfortunately, the Muslims get divorced more than anybody else. And like Imam Siraj said in one of his infamous lectures, he said, you can go to many masjids across America and you will find that every man in that mosque done been married to every woman. Everybody done been with everybody and everybody got kids by everybody. We have a problem with staying married. We like to go around divorcing and hopping from man to man and woman to woman, making babies along the way. Well, what comes with that is this. A lot of times people get divorced, the man is angry, or the woman is angry. So they say, okay, I'm going to take you downtown to the Kaaba and make it so you never see my son, or I'm going to take my daughter from you and make sure you never see my daughter. Allah has already told us He has already told us what the rulings are in regards to the custody of children. Allah has told us if a man and woman get divorced and the children are little, the woman gets custody unless she remarries. And then when the children get older, the children go to the husband because the children belong to the father. That's the ruling in Islam. And that's it. Whether you like it or not, the believing Muslim obeys Allah. The believing Muslim would never say, I choose to reject that, so I'm going to the kafir and just file a lawsuit and say how you a criminal and a thief and a this and a that, and I'll make it so you never see my son. We know a lot of people who do that. So again, a lot of people claim to be Muslim guys, but very few are believers. Very few live by the laws of Allah. Very few hate those laws which oppose Islam. We are supposed to hate those laws that oppose the laws of Allah. Another example, in America, it's legal to be a homosexual. Everybody has rights, gay rights. 10 states in America allow men to marry men and women to marry women. Now, a believing Muslim would hate this. You are supposed to hate those laws that oppose Islam. Allah speaks against homosexuality. Allah tells us it's a horrible sin. It's one of the worst things you can do. So horrible is it that the punishment for it is death. But for those people who find no enmity towards this law and who choose to take it over the laws of Allah, they cannot call themselves a person who truly believes la ilaha illallah. So again, guys, just from these few things we talked about today, when we say that we believe la ilaha illallah, it implies much more than just saying I believe in one God. If you are saying that you believe in one God, it means loving him and loving all that he loves. It means hating those things which he hates. It means showing loyalty to him and the believers and his prophets and his book, and showing disloyalty to those who oppose them. It means loving his laws, accepting and loving his laws, and opposing any laws that go against his. It also means loving his prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and accepting his prophet. And again, very few of us reach this status in our love, and this status in our loyalty. And okay, I want to stop right here for today. Tomorrow we're going to continue by talking about the things which negate believing in the oneness of Allah. The things which outright show us that a person has no loyalty and no allegiance to Allah. Okay, so we're going to stop right here. If you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.